Hey, what's up? I'm Jen Lamar. You are listening to Restoring Youth Podcast from Cinebro Store. What is up? Before I even go, today's episode is called Fasting Forward. It's probably been months since I've recorded a podcast, and I have been on this place of fasting in my life. And before we continue, let's break down fasting and what this means, fasting forward. The next few episodes, make sure to subscribe because I'm going to have a short series of talking about fasting, why we fast, different types of fasting, and so on and so forth. But today's episode, so hit subscribe right where you're at right now. Today's episode, talking about fasting forward. Fasting itself means to abstain from something, to abstain from an action, people, place, from doing something, maybe eating something. And the word fast is an adjective and an adverb. So meaning it could be moving fast and rapidly, or fast in like, I set my clock 15 minutes fast ahead, and taking us to fasting forward. That makes perfectly sense because fast could also mean putting yourself ahead of time and forward, pushing yourself ahead, but moving forward, usually not backwards. If you're fasting, you're abstaining to get towards something, a goal, a person, a place, a thing. Me spiritually, I believe in Jesus, and I have been working on fasting from many different things, relationships, food, oh my gosh, diet and health, to just spiritually fasting, to working on praying more. So I'm going to go into all these different types of fasting going forward, but as fasting forward right now, where you are, we're in this season of gratitude, and sometimes we don't realize everything that we have is a blessing. And if you looked around and the things you have right now, if you didn't have the speakers or the phone or device that you're using to listen to this podcast, what isn't that phone a blessing, right? Season for gratitude and what we have right now. And as we go forward, we want to see these things and appreciate these things we have. Fasting is a way to get closer not only to ourselves, but the true meaning in our lives of the things that hold value. Our life itself, our health, our family, the roof over our heads, the jobs that we have but we're able to provide, and the blessings for the things that we don't have to worry about. So fasting is a great thing to incorporate. Now, as you're about to go into holidays, you're like, am I about to fast right now? I doubt it. So, you know, that's up to you. I can't wait. Next episode, I'm going to be talking about food fasting and reasons to fast forward with your food. And you're like, oh my gosh. But if we're thinking ahead of time of what we're going to put down on our plate, if we are deciding what we are abstaining from so we can enjoy something at a later time, we find more pleasure in it. We find more challenge in our life, and we can see the accomplishments when we discipline ourselves in fasting and abstaining. And we can also see ourselves and our character. What kind of integrity do we have when nobody's looking? Do you eat the piece of cake? I'm guilty of that. I've eaten the piece of cake, you know, and I'm going to talk about these things. You know, I'm going through a lot of things physically, very physically right now with my health, and I, you know, having to learn to fast, because I definitely know I've learned how to go backwards with my food and actually hurt myself more. So right now it's been this goal to fast forward, sustaining fasting from First off, things that have been maybe toxic in my life, conversations with people that I don't need to be having, maybe sustaining from just, fasting forward from the conversation, and not meaning that I haven't been present, but fasting forward to where I'm no longer talking as much about the past, where I'm trying to sustain present and think about the future. So as I fast forward, I'm fasting from negativity from my being. I'm fasting from just putting myself in a place where I won't be able to move forward in my life because I'm still so stuck moving in the past. So today I'm bringing you an episode of Fasting Forward, sharing where we are, what we're doing, what we're not doing, and being okay with fasting forward. If you have decided to sustain from activities, maybe because they weren't healthy for you, great job. And if you've decided to give social media a break, if you've decided to cut down on sugar, you're fasting, you might go through some troubles with it, right? But you're like, I'm going to feel better. My body's going to be better. There's going to be a reward or a goal at the end of this fast. And for me, I've had to fast from podcasting. I've had to learn how to fast from just trying to sit down and just saying, just go lay down when my body hurts. Because, what we know to do is to usually stay right in this moment and not to think about ahead of time. But some of us, I know me, I'm guilty of it, of pondering where I am right now. And the amazing part of being present is a blessing. But the other part of that is allowing from the past to heal. So I need to be able to fast and sustain from the past and be able to move forward. So I'm fasting forward right now. It has been a transition, and I'm going to tell you, if you're on this journey with me, I please hope that you, again, let's be friends, subscribe, let's message each other in the podcast. And it's definitely something that takes a lot of time and patience. But fasting, you think, well, I'm going to go fast, I'm going to go speed rapid. I'm thinking 15 minutes ahead, but I'm still right now. I'm right now. I'm focusing on right now. That's going to help for 15 minutes ahead. And as I fast forward, I hope to fast forward with you to share different ways of fasting as we practice gratitude in the season of in the season of receiving. So I want to say God bless to you. And thank you for listening and subscribing. Cinema Store, we're here. Me, Miss Business, is something to support reflection of the thought behind the thought of how we get to the thought. And instead of thinking as fasting as something that's horrible and we want to mourn about it and I have to go without this and it sucks and mwah, 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 let's think about it as, you know what, I'm going to sustain from this so I can get to this and be this way. And I have to continue to move a little bit forward, ahead. Because if I don't get a little bit of ahead, I'm going to continue to maybe dwell right now and in the past. And in the past, I'm not able to continue to move and see clearly because there's so much in the past. So learning to fast forward is a blessing in disguise. And I hope you are able to fast forward in a safe way. And we're going to go on and talk about food fasting in the next episode. So make sure to subscribe. Stay tuned because I'm going to drop this one real fast. And make sure to restore your youth. Share love and support in your journey. One love to you. Deeper than Dermal.